Happiness for some is a warm gun. I swear, the older I get, the more I learn about the proclivities of my fellow citizens. Happiness for some is a warm gun. I swear, the older I get, the more I learn about the proclivities of my fellow citizens. But I got to admit, the term amosexual was out of the blue in an era where everything lately seems out of the blue. You can buy a t-shirt with amosexual emblazoned on the front and you will fit right into the next MAGA rally, where red caps and flag outfits are de rigueur. Childless cat lady, I'm voting for the convicted felon, I don't care. Black Lives MAGA, I'm not sure what that one even means. There's even one of Trump's mugshot with the inscription underneath, Legend. I guess we live in bumper sticker times. T-shirts, ball caps, bumper stickers, all shouting out our politics, our grievances, our heroes. But there's something about amosexual that makes my butt cheeks clench. Something beyond just partisan and creepy, way worse than weird. We already got an alphabet soup for sexual predilections. Maybe we don't need to add amosexual if we're not hopelessly woke. LGBTQ+A? Hard enough before. Probably should poll a National Rifle Association membership, see what percentage identify as amosexual, find out if this is a minority desperate to step out of the closet. Mom, Dad, I got something we need to talk about. Somehow, I suspect the evangelicals won't find biblical scripture or stricture to support anyone's notion that amosexuality was forbidden, deemed a perversion in the eyes of the Lord, or otherwise pronounced taboo. Thou shalt not lie with thy neighbor's AR-15. Not in the New Testament, even, and anyway, the folks willing to cast the first stones won't be stocking up with rocks, at least not for this particular proclivity. Personally, I guess if a person wants to engage in whatever with his, her, their guns or cannonballs, none of my business, and not the government's either, even if, as I suspect, these amosexuals would welcome Big Brother in your bedroom, probably not theirs, you know, until guns are outlawed and gun sex, too.